That was so BA.
He took cover behind Mech as the cyborg ducked through the doorway and stomped into the starkly gray hallway beyond. A fluorescent strip light flickered on the ceiling, sending shadows dancing over the gloss-painted walls.
Attention, the Xandri.
Cal spotted blood. It pooled on the vinyl flooring and dribbled down the walls. It dripped from the light fitting and seeped from below the door at the far end of the hall. And, perhaps most significantly of all, it oozed from the quivering, gelatinous remains of what had presumably once been a living creature, but was now nothing more than gristle and flesh. Cal's grip tightened on his blaster.
Hello?
He poked the fleshy lump with his shoe. He backed off a little and waited.
Nope. I think it's dead.
What do you... Of course it's fucking dead. Look at it.
Well, I don't know, do I?
Cal pointed to the bleeding meat.
I saw someone who looked almost exactly like that back on that last planet. The guy giving out the parking tickets, remember?
That was the planet before.
Whatever. My point is, how am I supposed to know it's dead if I don't gently kick it, say hello, and wait to see if it responds?
It's worse in there.
Miz nodded towards the door.
Worse? There's blood pouring from the ceiling, and I don't know, a funking hip lying on the floor. How can it be worse?
Miz met his gaze and held it.
Trust me, it's worse.
To Cal, the air tasted like pennies.
Fine. I'm sure it's nothing we can't handle. Let's go check it out.
Why? Let's just turn around and get back to the ship. And this shit's right here. This ain't our problem.
Cal shook his head.
And you have the nerve to call yourself B.A. Baracus.
I don't. You call me that. I don't even know who that is. Come on, man. Where are you going?
Cal had about turned and now strode purposefully along the hallway, doing his best to look like the man in charge. This was marred slightly by him slipping in the blood puddle and skidding several feet along the corridor while waving his arms in a panicky flap. He stumbled the last couple of feet, then steadied himself against the doorframe.
Totally meant that.
Then he turned the handle, opened the door a fraction, and poked his head inside. A moment later, he took it back out again. He turned to Miz, all color draining from his face.
I take it back. It's way worse.